Larry Bader Show, 1025. Boy, there's a lot of news. There's a lot of news. Judge finds Officer Nero not guilty of all charges in Freddie Gray death. Nero was accused of arresting Freddie Gray without probable cause. A Maryland judge acquitted Edward Nero of all charges today in the controversial death of Freddie Gray more than a year ago. Gray's death touched off sometimes violent protests in the city and reignited Black Lives Matter and reignited Black Lives Matter demonstrations. Boy, a pop-up ad throws you for a loop. Black Lives Matter demonstrations across the nation. Nero was the second officer to face trial, although the first case ended in a hung jury. Nero, 30, had declined a jury trial, and Judge Barry Williams heard testimony in a trial that wrapped up last week. Gray, 25, suffered a spinal injury while in police custody in April 2015, died a week later. Prosecutors say Gray, who was Black, suffered the injury while traveling without a secured seatbelt in the back of the van. Nero was charged with assault, misconduct in office, and reckless endangerment. Mayor Stephanie Rawlings Blake issued a statement immediately after the verdict, asking for calm. Officer Nero will face an administrative review by the police department, she said. In the case of any disturbance in the city, we are prepared to respond. We will protect our neighborhoods, our businesses, and the people of our city. Nero, who is white, was among a group of bicycle officers who initially pursued and helped arrest Gray, although Nero claims he did not touch Gray except to help search for his inhaler. Nero was accused in connection with his initial arrest. Prosecutors say there was no probable cause, and with later failing to properly secure Gray in a police van. Nero's lawyers claim he had little to do with the arrest, and it was the responsibility of the officers in the van to buckle Gray. I was once told, actually, I told Earl, I was told this by a lawyer, I was told this by a cop. If you're innocent, or believe you're innocent, trust a judge. If you're guilty, trust 12 emotional people. I agree. I absolutely agree. It'll be interesting to see what this verdict does for others still to face trial in that case. But that's obviously one of the big stories today. Another big story, Iraqi government forces backed by U.S. airstrikes and advisors pushed Islamic State militants out of agricultural areas outside of Fallujah on Monday as they launched a military offensive to recapture the city from extremists, i.e. ISIS, which currently holds the city of Fallujah. The U.S. is supporting an Iraqi military operation to retake Fallujah, the first city to fall to the Islamic State, with airstrikes, and is advising the Iraqis at two ops centers in Baghdad and Takadum. An American military spokesman based in Baghdad told Fox News. There are reports of Iranian-backed Shiite militias whose forces are located on the outskirts of town taking part in the Fallujah operation. But Colonel Steve Warren said the U.S. military will not support those forces. You can argue that this is Exhibit A, why we should not have withdrawn from Iraq as prematurely as we did and basically squandered the peace that was created. However you felt about the 2003 war, however you felt, not keeping sufficient forces there to protect it. Yeah, get to do it again and again and again. Exactly right, Earl. Exactly right. But enough on that. We will get to presidential politics right after the news. It's 10:30.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybadershow.com.